everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy that airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And this week, this marks the beginning of the third year of Funny Stuff here on KCRW, and as such, I thought it was time for me to have absolutely no theme whatsoever and just play stuff that I felt like hearing, which most of which has been heard on this program before. In fact, I think all of it has been heard before. And it'll also enable us to talk about things that have happened on the show and things that are going to happen and how I feel about stuff. And I mean, it's just, it's time to indulge Bob for half an hour, and we'll listen to also get, it also gives a chance to look back on what kind of year 1984 was in comedy. As far as television comedy, the 1984 was mainly notable for Buffalo Bill, a program which actually a lot of you must have liked very much, as much as I did, because we, on one program, when we were scheduled to play Bill Cosby, we preempted that for an interview with Dennis Klein, the producer of Buffalo Bill, and we appealed to you to send us letters to try to save the show, and we got 20-some letters and forwarded them on, never heard anything. But they were wonderful letters, and it was a very heartwarming response that we got on that. And unfortunately, we were not enough to save Buffalo Bill. It's interesting that it was the Bill Cosby show that that was preempted for, because this season, the only really wonderful comedy on television is the new Bill Cosby show. And it was also, coincidentally, one of the very few really excellent comedy records to come out this year was an album entitled Bill Cosby Himself. And so let's listen to a piece from that, which goes out to my wife, who went to the dentist today, and actually to me, who has to go to the dentist on Monday. And it's a marvelous piece having to do with, of course, dentistry. This is from the album Bill Cosby Himself, which is the soundtrack from a wonderful one-man film that Cosby did. It's just him sitting at a chair talking, and it's wonderful. It's a terrific movie. And here's his piece about
dentists. Tell you not to pick your teeth with any sharp metal object. Then you sit in their chair. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook. Now the dentist pulls out a needle. This is to deaden the pain. So open up. Now a regular doctor giving you a shot will go, and that's it. Dentists don't do that. They go. And you're there. Then they want to talk to you. Do you ever do any fishing?
Uh-huh.
Where do you usually go? Yes, I've been there many times myself. Now he pulls the needle out, puts this thing in your mouth. This will suck up your face. The dentist goes outside to laugh at you. And you sit, grown-up, intelligent human being, arguing with this thing. You also notice that the right side of your face feels like it's sliding off of your skull, and your bottom lip is in your lap. So the dentist comes back, you want to talk to him. So you say,
I beg your pardon? I don't understand.
My fetus. My fetus. Did you see my fetus?
The what?
Eddie. My fetus.
The face?
Yes.
What's the matter with it?
Whether it's Mary, baby? My fetus is heavy, Dan. Did you see this? This is my bottom limit. It wasn't like this when I came in here.
But I'll fix it.
I hope so. Because when you put a needle in my mouth, my cervix went down like this, my bottom lip is on the floor. So I can't live in a mouth like this now.
I'll fix it.
I'll be kidding. Now he starts to drill. And you see and smell smoke coming out of your mouth. So you say,
what's the matter?
Smell it.
And what?
Smell it, smell it, smell it. Maybe some smell it. It's pretty easily made.
I don't understand.
There's a fire in my mouth and the smoke is coming out because of fire. And my face is heavy on the floor.
The fire?
Yes.
Where?
Maybe mine. Now he drills some more and you hear him make a mistake. And to cover it up, they all say the same thing.
Okay, rinse.
Ribbon? You ask me the ribbon? I've been having bottom ribbon. How can I ribbon?
Give it a try.
Give it a try. Okay, B. Grab the cup, pour the water, it runs all down. I hope that you are satisfied. I hope that you are satisfied. I put the water in my mouth. I told you I can't read it because I didn't want to read it. The water is all down in my mouth. I hope that you are satisfied.
Rinse again.
You've got to be kidding me. So you pick it up, put it in. Now you're going to spit into this miniature toilet bowl. You have no bottom lip, so you let it all fall out. Say, thank God for gravity. Now, you want to sit back, but you can't, because hanging from your bottom lip is a long line, and you can't get it off your bottom lip. So you sit back. Now you have a line from the bowl to your bottom lip. The dentist looks at it and says, oh, look, a rainbow.
That was Bill Cosby from the album Bill Cosby Himself. Someone else who is continuing to do very, very good work in the field of comedy is a man by the name of Garrison Keillor, who's the host of radio's Prairie Home Companion. We've done two shows on him in the last year, and they were both very popular. I got a lot of mail on them, and one piece everyone seemed to like was this piece. It's entitled The Porch Song, and although the thought of sitting on the front porch on a lazy summer night seems a bit unseasonal, still it's something nice to think about. It's from an album he did entitled The Family Radio, and it's something sort of interesting because it's not taken from Prairie Home Companion. It was made directly for records, and so here is Garrison Keillor.
It's summer and some people head for the woods, canoe wild streams to show they've got the goods. Hiking and biking and running outdoors, but I think I'll just go out and lie on my porch. Just give me two pillows and a bottle of Schmidt and a big plate of snacks I can reach where I sit, and a book about nature, and please will someone go get my sunglasses, I don't care for sun. Oh, Mr. Butch Thompson, so I'm gonna go get a pair of sunglasses for him, too. To all outdoor persons, I take off my hat. They're young, tan, and trim. I am old, white, and fat. But I love my porch. I could sit here all day just drinking toasts to the BWCA. Just give me two pillows and a bottle of beer and the Twins game on radio next to my ear. Some hark to the voice of the loon or the teal, but I love the voice of Herb Carneal.
First hit for the Twins, a single to left center for Gary Gaetti. The Twins get a man on with two out in the second inning, and it'll bring up Pete McCannon playing at second base.
I think of those joggers out running around. It makes me so tired, I have to lie down. Someday a team of researchers will find that jogging is harmful, it joggles your mind. Give me two pillows and a bottle of Guinness. Please don't come in and say, how about tennis? 'Cause I don't like sweating and I don't like to lose. And as long as you're up, would you take off my shoes? Oh, Mr. Dave Moore, playing with his mouth full of cheese and crackers. With 2 weeks vacation, I sent four brochures describing excursions and cruises and tours. They were lovely, full color, and they made quite a stack. And I read them all through lying flat on my back. Just give me two pillows and a bottle of Pabst. I once was a traveler, but my interest lapsed. I went hundreds of miles, the natives to see. They were sitting on porches and laughing at me. Oh, Mr. Greg Brown, playing, lying flat on his back. Oh, the storm should be put on, and that front door needs planing. The window's broken, the roof leaks when it's raining. But life is too short to just work it away, and besides, it don't seem to be raining today. Just give me two pillows and a bottle of Löwenbräu. Please don't come in and say we should be going now. Keep all your schedules, calendars, and your dates. He also serves who just lies here and waits.
Seems to be getting a little darker now than it was at the start of the ballgame. See the reflection of the lights on the dugout there in that little pool of water. There's a drive hit on the left center field.
Well, soon my old porch will be filled up with snow. And one of these days I must get up and go. And put on my coat, pull a cap on my head, put on my warm boots and crawl into bed. Just give me two pillows and a bottle of beer, and know that I love you, my darling, my dear. I know we don't go out like other folks do, but there's no one I'd rather lie down with than you.
Everyone that listens to this program knows that I am a big fan, and I hope you are also, of British comedy. And the one big find that I made this year in terms of British comedy was a record called Radioactive from the BBC radio series of the same name. And we played a half an hour, which was edited excerpts of highlights of that show. And here are a few of those. I got a lot of mail on that one. Apparently you like this one as much as I do. So here are some excerpts from Radioactive. And after that, if you want to get a pencil for this, I'll give you some names of some videotapes you might want to buy or rent, which I've been able to locate, of some really interesting British comedy. But we'll start off with Radioactive.
And now,
this is an SOS message for Michael John Ridley. Michael John Ridley, aged 17 years, was last seen leaving his parents' house in Shellgate Road, Coventry, at 6 p.m. on Saturday. He was carrying a tin of glue, half sniffed, and a brown leather wallet belonging to his father. He's 6'4" tall, with a shaved head and a 3-inch knife scar on his right cheek. Michael, your parents are terribly worried. Please ring them and reassure them that you're never going back home.
Few artists who have stayed the course from the 60s to the present day. Cliff Richard, The Who, The Stones perhaps.
Paul McCartney. Genesis. Pink Floyd, The Beach Boys.
Well, quite a few in fact. And among them are the popular American duo, recently reformed, Hyman and Carbuncle.
I met my old partner on Fifth Avenue. And when I asked him how he was, he said, the pits. He'd been reduced to selling on street corners the 49th edition of our greatest hits. So we ate ourselves to bagels, chewed over our careers. But things hadn't changed, no. Still lazy after all these years. They got a wall near Scotland, it's 70 miles long. That is an indisputable fact, but nothing at all to do with this song. Our lawyers held a meeting out on Brooklyn Bridge, and they agreed that we could go back out on tour. And though the shows themselves were only average, and the songs we premiered were frankly poor, still we made ourselves a million, and we paid off our arrears. Still greedy after all these years. After all these years. There must be 50 ways to make a million, and we know every goddamn one.
I have made several experiments, and I have come to this conclusion.
So?
You think that you have lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It is you that she is thinking of, and she's told me what to say. She says she loves you.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? She loves you.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? She loves you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. She said, you hurt her so.
Good.
She almost lost her mind.
Good. Good.
And now she says, she knows that you're not the hurting kind.
I am.
She says she loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's up to you. I think that it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her.
Gesplünen geblitz.
She loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah!
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 Michelangelo, Buonarroti, see the Pope. Evening, Your Grace. Evening, Michelangelo. I want to have a word with you about this last supper of yours.
Oh, yes?
I'm not happy with it.
Oh, dear. It took hours.
Not happy at all.
Do the jellies worry you? Oh, they add a bit of colour, don't they? Oh, I know, you don't like the kangaroo.
What kangaroo?
I'll alter it, no sweat.
I never saw a kangaroo.
Well, it's right at the back, but I'll paint it out, no problem. I'll make him into a disciple.
Ah.
All right now?
That's the problem.
What is?
The disciples.
Are they too Jewish? I made Judas the most Jewish.
No, no, it's just that there are 28 of them.
Well, another one would hardly notice me. So I'll make the kangaroo into a disciple. All right, we'll lose the kangaroo altogether. I don't mind. I was never completely happy with it.
That's not the point. There are 28 disciples.
Too many?
Well, of course it's too many!
In a way, but I wanted to give the impression of a huge get-together, you know, a real last supper, not just any old supper, but a proper final treat, a real mother of a blowout.
There were only 12 disciples at the last supper.
Well, supposing some of the others happened to drop by.
There were only 12 disciples altogether.
Well, maybe they'd invited some friends.
There were the 12 disciples and our Lord at the last supper. The Bible clearly says so.
No friends?
No friends.
Waiters?
No.
Cabaret?
No.
Well, you see, I like them. They fill out the canvas. I mean, I suppose we could lose 3 or 4 of them. You know, make 1 or 2 of them.
There were only 12 disciples.
I've got it. We'll call it the penultimate supper.
What?
There must have been one. I mean, if there was a last one, there must have been one before that, right?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So this is the penultimate supper. The Bible doesn't say how many people were there, does it?
No.
No, but there you are.
Look, the last supper is a significant event in the life of our Lord. The penultimate supper was not, even if they had a conjurer and a steel bat. Now, I commissioned a last supper from you, and a last supper I want.
Yeah, but look.
With 12 disciples and 1 Christ.
One?
Yes, one. Now, will you please tell me what in God's name possessed you to paint this with 3 Christs in it?
It works, mate!
It does not work!
It does! It looks great! The fat one balances the 2 skinny ones!
There was only 1 saviour!
Well, I know that. Everyone knows that. But what about a bit of artistic license?
1 redeemer!
I'll tell you what you want, mate! You want a bloody photographer! Not a creative artist with some imagination!
I'll tell you what I want! I want a last supper with 1 Christ! 12 disciples, no kangaroos by Thursday lunch, or you don't get paid.
Bloody fascists!
Look, I'm the bloody Pope. I may not know much about art, but I know what I like.
And that was John Cleese and Jonathan Lynn concluding a brief set of British comedy. We started out with the excerpts from Radioactive, and then Peter Sellers with a newly unearthed version of She Loves You. That just came out this year on the Songs of Sellers, an album. which is his version as Dr. Strangelove doing She Loves You. And then we heard John Cleese and Jonathan Lynn doing The Last Supper. If you're a fan of British comedy, and I assume you are if you listen to this program regularly, there's some good news. There's a lot of British comedy out and about. KCET will be rebroadcasting Monty Python on weeknights at 11, I believe. Unfortunately, it's opposite Channel 9's rebroadcast of the great SCTV rerun, so it's either time to get a VCR or two TVs in the same room or something like that. Also, speaking of VCRs, there's a video cassette, if you're a fan of Fawlty Towers, which you may find very interesting, and it is entitled Romance with a Double Bass, and it features John Cleese and Connie Booth, who at the time were husband and wife and are the stars of Fawlty Towers, and it also features in a very small role Andrew Sachs, who played Manuel so beautifully in Fawlty Towers, and it's very sweet. It's based on a Chekhov short story, and I recommend it. Also, with John Cleese, although only briefly, there's a film called Whoops, Apocalypse, which is from the same distributor and is 2 hours long. It's a British television show. It's a satire on the events leading up to the end of the world, and it's very silly, but it's very funny. I got into it. It also has the man who played the Book in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy playing the Prime Minister of England. That I know you can find at Tower Video, among other places. There's also the last piece we heard, The Last Supper, can be heard on a video seen on a video cassette entitled Beyond the Fringe. It's very badly produced, and the quality is very bad, but it's great to see some of the greats in British comedy appearing together. It has most of Beyond the Fringe and most of Monty Python. And let's see, I think that's about it for this program, other than to close with a special request that goes out to David Nicklin. And he wanted to hear a funny stuff favorite, the Portsmouth Symphonia's version of the William Tell Overture. That's going to have to wrap it up for this special anniversary edition of Funny Stuff. Next week, we will be featuring an interview with and excerpts from the work of Mal Sharp, who does some very funny man in the street interviews. I think you'll enjoy it. And other than that, thanks for listening to the entire 2 years, those of you that have, and I hope you'll be with me for the next 2 years, throughout which it will be very important for you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.